Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry. In today's topic, we're going to be talking about four things that can kill you. So stay tuned. Hey, guys, I know we've been going for a minute. It's been a interesting, I think we've been, how long have we been going? December?
Yes, it's December, a couple months.
7 months.
7 months.
Yeah. So we're going to start posting back more regularly. This is season two of the Rental Boys Podcast. Today, as kind of like the intro talked about, we're going to talk about four things that can kill your business. I know we said we can kill you, but you know how it is, you know.
It'll venture kill you.
Yeah. But we're going to go over a couple different things that just we've been seeing, the things that you know, if you're not doing or you are doing, you probably need to fix it before your business, you know, has major issues. The first thing, something that we kind of close home to us is going to be knowing your numbers. We spend a lot of time working with our team to make sure everyone knows the numbers that matters to them, for the most part. You know, and I think at first it was like a little tug of war. Like I was saying, Eddie, you need to know this. And then he was saying, I'm getting it done.
Yeah. I think that was the main mindset. That's one thing I like about a business. You know, I think every day you're growing and, you know, you're learning. And, you know, that was short-sighted, just saying, hey, we're getting it done day by day. But at the end of the day, the numbers really matter. And I've been tracking it very closely and even going in the past and looking at stuff. And then, you know, sometimes I'm like, wow, how do we even survive some of these numbers?
what's a couple of things that we've been tracking?
A lot of things that we do, because we have employees now. So we have a call center, we have dispatchers, we have human resources, we have managers, warehouse staff, delivery personnel. So the main thing that we've been kind of tracking, besides just general hours, is also we're tracking how much, you know, we're paying our drivers that do each delivery. For the most part, on your invoices, you're going to have like a delivery fee, which you charge. And when that delivery fee, we're trying to get the lowest amount of percentage to pay, you know, the employees that do the actual deliveries and pickups. So we'll just say, like, you know, you're charging $100. We're trying to shoot for certain numbers. So the main thing is we're just tracking like how much we're paying the person, how much gas we're using. And then as far as the vehicles, we got a little predicament where now we lease our vehicles. But at one time we were just paying for repairs. But we'll get more deeper into that. But that as well, just the cost of the lease of vehicle. So we're getting those numbers and we're trying to keep a certain percentage, you know, to kind of walk out of it profitable on the delivery fee itself. But those are the numbers that we track. Xavier, he's more on the sales team, so I'll tell you what he's tracking. Yeah.
So on sales teams, obviously we do conversions, we go over time on the calls, you know, how many touch points we have for each customer, those type of things. But for the most part, I think me and Eddie, when we first got into this, like in most people, we always kind of focus a lot more on the sales side. Like our sales side at one point was probably more developed than our back end side because we put a lot of time into it and that's where the money was coming from. Eddie's always bugging me every time. I'm like, oh, it just looks a little light. No, but it's just stuff like we would do and things we put. We put a lot of effort into it. For all you guys know, we moved a lot of our, because we had like, some people who left and stuff like that. And we had an opportunity because we're working half of our people here, half people in the Philippines. And we brought the whole Philippine teams over. And it worked really well. And we have people who really care and are dedicated to this right here. And that was one of the jumps we made. We ended up doing that for our dispatch team and the same thing as well and added on more to add on more support. We'll talk about it in another video, how to do that and all the numbers and stuff behind that. But it kind of really helped us out working on our numbers because now someone's actually focused on them. Because one thing we had an issue with is like sometimes we had some people go on the phone calls and they're like, okay, I'm talking on the phone. And then they're trying to get off the phone quicker because they're thinking the customer wants to get off the phone quicker. One thing we learned, the longer the calls are, the more likely for the person to, you know, come actually work with us because they already invested time into us. And then we have some small scripts and stuff that we go over with the team and work on that. And then even like with our staffing that we started doing, excuse me, we start really tracking over how much when people are converting, what messaging it is that people are converting, stuff like that. And then, you know, we check a whole bunch of stuff on there. So we check almost everything for the most part on there. We have a couple more things on the stealth side that we're working on that we're going to push forward now that we got some stuff on our other side worked out. Because, like, you know, for a long time, I think, and we say right here, it ended up being like random. I don't know if it's not random, but like sometimes we get into issues where we have too many employees. Or it wouldn't be that many employees, but it'll just be the numbers didn't work out for. And then at some time, someone would have to go, and we'll work it out, and we'll get back down to being tight again.
Yeah, I think we're lucky because, like, you know, if y'all have been in the, you know, rental industry for at least a year, you'll know that you know, you have your seasons. You have like your really busy seasons, and the other seasons it's kind of like you got to hunker down and kind of save your acorns for the winter so you can survive. So sometimes, like Xavier said, you know, we would like ramp up and have a huge staffing, and then, you know, either A, we get lucky and they kind of just, you know, go find another job, or B, we basically have to, you know, let them go. And that's one thing, like we were saying, you just really, like, you got to pay attention to, like, what's going on, because, you know, same time, you know, running a business, but, you know, it's kind of hard as a, hey, sorry, you know, we don't have the hours for you, because, you know, basically if, you know, the company, you know, you get down to a certain amount and you can't bounce back. So,
yeah, I think that, yeah, you're on the, and the, like, a couple main numbers that we kind of have, like, we have like how much, like how many calls that you're getting, you should know that stuff. How many of those are getting answered versus not getting answered? How many people are getting responded to? You know, I'm going to go on the other side too, just on like driver efficiency, and which for us, it's a pretty simple formula. We do how much the driver earns per stop for delivery. And then that number right there, then we divide what we pay them by the how much they earn per stop. And that gets driver delivery. Then we take that too and do the same thing for gas and for rentals or like vehicle rentals or repairs. And then try to get a number, and then that's how much you spend. Because one thing we've seen in the industry, a lot of people just do delivery at cost. If you see someone doing delivery for $30, you know, the gas is like $6 right now, and you paying someone $18 to take something and pick it back up. You know, it really don't work out that way when you actually put the true cost of it in the cost for the vehicles and everything like that on there. But just a couple things you guys can take right there from that is going through there and just like checking your driver's efficiency, how much know how much gas you're doing per stop. So you can estimate so many things going through, and like what are your fixed cost fees? Like what is the percentage of those fixed cost fees to the revenue you make? What is your minimum amount you know you have to make to be able to break even? Just really knowing your numbers as much as possible. Not really just so, because we kind of learned more of this because we're looking at doing it, maybe bringing in an investment, but we end up realizing it's just helping us just make a better business.
Then let's see.
Next one, that burnout.
Another thing. Oh yeah. So I think the next thing on our list is gonna be a burnout. And you know, me and Xavier have been doing this for like 3 years now, I guess you could say. And you know, we're hitting it every day. I mean, originally, I think when we first got together, me in my head, I'd say, you know what, I'm gonna give it my all 1 year, and from there it should be smooth sailing. Well, now that I've been doing this for 3 years, I knew that. That was a lie, but
off next 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, reality is, you know, you're eventually gonna feel this burnout, which I felt here a couple months ago, and it's just you know, every day waking up, you know, well, me anyways, I wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, just even on my days off, like on Sunday, which now I don't really have a day off, but you know, the little things that I'd say, you're gonna feel this kind of like. You're going to start talking to yourself like, is this worth it? Like, should I even do this? But, you know, in reality, you know, this is like one of the main reasons. Like, I'm glad that I have a business partner, because some of these things, you know, I'm going to need to lean on him. And there's going to be days he's going to lean on me. We just kind of motivate each other. So burnout's really true. The only advice I could give personally is just take a little bit of time for yourself. You know, if you have a partner, you know, or employees, just try to delegate the work to let them do most of the stuff. And then that way you can take a little breather here and there, because if you're hitting it hard for like years upon years, eventually you're going to get burned out and your mind's going to wander, and you're going to be wondering why, you know, the company's performance is going low. Because generally, if you're the owner or, you know, the main person leading the pack, you know, you're getting burned out. You might be not showing the right direction just because, you know, your interest is kind of getting boiled down to, you know, zero.
Yeah. And it happens a lot. We see tons of people in the industry that we work with who got to a point where it seemed like they're really not trying to grow, get any bigger, do anything more, which is fine. But it's more on the standpoint, like, they're just really kind of checked out. They're just doing this for the check. And now it's just a job to them. And they're not, you know, they're not doing what they first got into it for. One thing, like, I personally noticed that for us not to get burnt out, because it was lots of times, like, especially during the pandemic, when we were like, oh man, like, I don't know about this right here. And, like, just keep lights on. And we had another business that we ran into, junk removal, and we're like, we're starting to look a lot more shinier over here. But, you know, just determination and sticking through it and having someone there, you know, to help you see the light and stuff will help you a lot. But also, too, building a team around you, because it's too much for one person to bear. Like, I remember, even though this is not so much a burnout, but I remember this one story when me and Abe first started working together. Like, first day, we signed the papers, we're on the same team, we're basically in this. Like, he comes the first day, he took 18 stops to go pick up, to go deliver. Because at first, you know, we're going to do the work, get it done. But, like, we started to the point, which I don't know how you guys' market are, but our market, we literally, you do stuff every day. Like, we haven't had a day, you know, since we started back up before the pandemic kind of slowed down a bit for us, where we haven't had something to do every single day, multiple stops to make. Even before that, you know, we were making stops, multiple stops every single day. And it causes a lot. And then two, that where it knows, like, you don't know your numbers and you can be slipping, or sometimes spending too much in gas, or employee is using a gas card and spending $600 and making other people take people's gas and paying people, and you look back and, like, you ain't getting no diesel vehicles. Like, stuff like that can happen too as well. But going into the next one right now, this is basically making no or slow progress is another way that can kill your business.
Like you said, no progress is bad. It's bad in the sense, you know, there's since me and Xavier have started this, we have certain key locations that, you know, we start our business, and a lot of our competitors, they're in that stagnant kind of state. And two of them, there's a city in Irving, Texas, where we have one of our businesses. Two of the companies, they just basically are throwing in the towel. One of them, we actually talked to them, and basically they showed us around how they're running things. And, you know, just me and my basically watching them, I just like, man, these are like really old ways that they're doing it. And, you know, to me, that was just a, you know, them, you know, being stagnant in the times, you know, your strategy and everything, you know, the world's changing, you know, every day. So, you know, your strategy and how you gain customers or do business needs to change with it. So stuff like that. I mean, I've seen it firsthand that it'll kill your business. You know, even, you know, for instance, like we said earlier, you know, me being, you know, the way I was, just imagine if I said, you know what, I don't need to look at any numbers. I'm just going to do this. And what, because we've been doing it from the beginning.
It feels good.
And I'm never going to change. I mean, we would have been in some deep trouble. And, you know, it's kind of those things too. You can kind of, when you're running a business, you can kind of feel it too. Like, it's like when the snake is starting to coil around you and starting to squeeze, you can feel it and something's not right, and that's when you need to start making changes. That's just you know, just always advance your company and just find new ways. You know, always study, you know, just surround yourself with people with new ideas, and just always grow the company every day by day. Just try to make little changes to better your company.
Yeah, and a couple of these changes I can think of right now that we all and anybody probably won't hear Parkinson think about. The first thing that I think most people should go look at to do, for the most part, like when you're reaching out to customers, or if you're not reaching out to customers, every quote that comes through, you should be reaching out to customers and talking to them. And then if they don't give you a no, you need to be calling up and following back up, and like follow up is big. I know when we started really getting into it about 2 years ago, just following up with customers made a huge difference on us making a lot more money on that stuff like that. And a lot of times customers are going to get you know, send stuff to you. And then the last person they talk to is the person they go with on there too as well. And I know a couple more things too that we've gotten into is really like making sure, like, and that is progression is given, almost kind of say giving up power. For a long time, like I think, like, yeah, you might say he's more stagnant, he was stagnant on like doing stuff like that, like numbers and stuff. I've always been kind of holding on to the power for certain things. Like, if I give this to someone, they're going to mess it up. Like, I'll give it to Eddie. Well, he in the same boat with me, so I know he's not going to mess it up, because if he messes up, you know, he's going to mess him up. So everything's, you know, everything's fine. You know, we're all in the same boat. But now delegating certain tasks that, you know, even like right now, like I do all the refunds, a lot of things. We just gave up some of our stuff to A to B, which is a car platform that, you know, you can use for fleet vehicles. We talk about that stuff in a different video for we can check gas and stuff and just like open it up and giving more people, more delegating people, more powers, more responsibilities, stuff they can take action of too as well. So you don't have to be stagnant. Cause like, there's certain things that like how we started the business won't work now at this point right now. There's a lot of things that we do now, from a financial state way that we do, even from like separating our unearned revenue and our earned revenue and then doing different places, how we pay our stuff out in our banking system. Cause to be honest, there's no reason as a part of rental business that any of our businesses should run out of money at all, which goes to our next thing, which is literally the biggest thing and really the only thing all this stuff leads to is running out of money. You're either going to quit or you can run out of money. There's only two options really going to happen. And for us, we were in a situation before, you know, where we kept like, we was hitting the wall and we realized we were doing our banking and stuff wrong, because you put yourself in around money. Like, think about it. You get paid ahead of time for these events on the internet here. But if you use that money earlier, if you're basically using money now, money from the future to pay for now, you always come in an issue. And I know we had to refix our bank account, get stuff situated, so we're good now. But it's a lot of things that I think a lot of people don't know about as well. Like, you can't run out of money. So you need to be saving, doing what you can, put money to the side for the winners and stuff. Because if you run out of money, any business is over.
Yeah, unless you, you know, open up a loan, and, you know, even those options aren't bad. You know, I think when you're, I think upcoming, depending on how you were raised, but, you know, you're like, oh, don't be in debt. It's a horrible thing. Debt's not a bad thing. You know, it just depends on how you use it. You know, if the money is not going to make you money or, you know, fix issues, then yeah, you probably don't need to do it. But yeah, just as Xander said, you know, you run out of money and it's game over, unless you have like a, you know, a relief plan or a rich uncle that's willing to throw you some money.
Uncle!
Yeah. Like, oh, come help me out, bail me out. But, you know, if you don't have these things, you know, if you run out of money and you go get help, you know, whatever got you to that point, you know, if you do the same strategy, then you're just, it's just buying you time to get back to the same point. So, you know, just continue to work on your business, see what works and what doesn't. Like I said, just stay tuned, because we got a lot of cool stuff that we've learned over this course of time that we've been gone, and we want to share it with y'all that way that hopefully you don't make the same mistakes. But if you do, you know, at least you'll learn from them, hopefully.
Learn from our mistakes or your mistakes. But for everybody on here, save money. Put all your new money, if your work that you're not doing now, you should have an unearned account. Put all that money in there. It will save you a lot in a long time. Because when you do get bigger and you're doing, you know, like, I don't know what we're doing $170,000 for of stuff, $160,000, all $150,000 worth of stuff each month of earned revenue. You know, if you sell out that month and you get to that month and you don't have the money to do that money, you're not going to be able to do the work. So make sure you don't run out of money. So find a way, talk to somebody, reach out to us if you want to, but just make sure you're doing the right things to be able to, you know, save as much money as possible on there.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.